Those early disciples, you know, had something we have most definitely lost. They were radically transformed when they heard the gospel. It poses the question, really, what have we done with the gospel? Have we made it an invitation to a slightly higher lifestyle with a promise of heaven on the side? The ones who turned the world upside down thought nothing of dying for what they believed. Indeed, it said that some lasted 2 weeks on the cross, praising, singing, and encouraging one another before they died. They were so convinced in the deepest part of their being that Jesus was God and he'd come to forgive, redeem, rescue and transform them, that their lives and the lives of those around them were utterly turned upside down. Would you die for what you believe? I won't ask. When we meet someone radical like that these days, we're apt to say they are too extreme, too single-minded, and of course they'll get over it. And it certainly isn't for us, damn it, we're British. But beloved, it is. For us, that is. It's the normal Christian life. We are meant to be head over heels in love with him, excited about him and what he's doing every single day. We're meant to be amazed, to marvel and to be full of wonder. At this point, if you're suspecting your Christian life is something other than how it should be or you would like it to be, can I respectfully suggest you go back to the Master, kneel before him and ask if you can start all over again and see things the way he sees them? Ask him to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. As an aside, you might also give him permission to be the author and finisher of your faith and take your own sticky hands off the building process. That would probably result in progress immediately. Give it a whirl, see how it works out for you, and do let me know. I'd be really interested to hear.